On the difficulty of conjuring up a dryad. Ravening through the persistent bric-a-brac of blunt pencils, rose-sprigged coffee cup, postage stamps, stacked books, clamor and yop, neighborhood cock-crow, all nature's prodigal back-talk, the vaunting mind snubs impromptu spiels of wind and wrestles to impose its own order on what is. With my fantasy alone, brags the importunate head, arrogant among rook-tongued spaces, sheep greens, finned falls. I shall compose a crisis to stun sky blackout, drive gibbering mad trout, cock, ram that bulk so calm on my jealous stare, self-sufficient as they are. But no hocus-pocus of green angels, damasks with dazzle, the threadbare eye. My trouble, doctor, is I see a tree, and that damn scrupulous tree won't practice wiles to beguile sight, e.g. by cant of light concoct a Daphne. My tree stays tree. However I wrench obstinate bark and trunk to my sweet will, no luminous shape steps out radiant in limb, eye, lip, to hoodwink the honest earth, which point-blank spurns such fiction as nymphs. Cold vision will have no counterfeit palmed off on it. No doubt now in dream-propertied fall, some moon-eyed, star-lucky, sleight-of-hand man watches my jilting lady squander coin, gold-leaf-stocked ditches, and the opulent air goes studded with seed, while this beggared brain hatches no fortune but from leaf, from grass, thieves what it has.